I'm really very glad that you're going to be with us for this third lesson on the Old Testament.
Abdi bunga saderek aya sasarengan dina pengajaran nu katilu ngeunaan perjanjian alami.
This is a very important lesson together.
Ieu teh pengajaran nu penting pisan.
We're going to meet some ideas from the Old Testament.
Bade ningali sabeberapa mikiran tina perjanjian lawas.
Ideas which are central to our understanding of the Bible.
Pemikiran mangrupa inti tina pemahaman Alkitab.
In our last session, we talked about how God created man in His image.
Dina sesi nu kamari nyarioskeun ngeunaan Allah nyiptakeun manusia sarupi sareng gambarna.
Man means there humanity, not just men as distinct from women, but the whole of humanity.
Manusia dina kamanusiaan teu saukur pameget benten sareng istri tapi manusia sagamlengna.
Now, what does that really mean?
Naon salaresna?
First, let's say what it does not mean.
Hiji urang nyarioskeun naon anu sanes dimaksud.
It does not mean that God looks the way we do with a body.
Ieu sanes hartosna Allah ningali cara-cara manusia.
Jesus said to the woman of Samaria,
Yesus ngalahir ka istri Samaria,
in John chapter 4,
dina Yohanes 4,
God is a spirit.
Allah teh roh.
Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Jangan nyembah mantena kedah nyembah dina roh jeung bebeneran.
Now, there are times when the Old Testament uses figurative language about God.
Kadang perjanjian lawas ngangge basa kiasan ngeunaan Allah.
It talks about the hand of God.
Perjanjian lawas nyarioskeun panangan Allah.
It talks about the eye of God or the ear of God.
Nyarioskeun soca Allah tanapi cepil Allah.
Well, it also says that under his wings you will trust.
Nyarioskeun saderek bade nyalindung kana jangjangna.
Well, clearly God doesn't have wings.
Tos jentre Allah teh teu jangjangan.
So it doesn't necessarily mean that God has physical eyes as we have.
Artosna Allah teu kagungan jasmani saperos urang.
A physical eye can only see what is out there in front of it in the light.
Panon jasmani tiasa ningali nu aya di payuneun.
But God sees everything, everywhere.
Mun Allah ningali sadayana.
The Old Testament and the Psalms says day and night are the same to you.
Janjian lawas dina Mazmur nyarioskeun siang wengi sami bae keur saderek mah.
The darkness is like light as far as God is concerned.
Baik oge caang salami Allah. Aya.
The psalmist says, "If I go up into heaven, you are there."
Pemazmur nyarioskeun upami abdi ka langit, anjeunna aya.
If I go down into hell, you are there.
Upami abdi sare di alam maut, anjeunna aya.
If I go to the furthermost part of the earth, you are there.
Abdi hiber ngadamel rompok di tungtung laut pananganna aya.
Where can I go from your presence?
Moal tiasa lumpat ti payuneun anjeunna.
The answer, of course, is you cannot go anywhere away from the presence of God. The thing that separates us from God is not distance. It's sin. It's when we fail
God.
There can be a spiritual or moral distance from God's presence. But God is everywhere present.
Allah ya di mana-mana.
He is greater than the entire universe.
Anjeunna langkung agung tibatan alam semesta.
If you could travel at the speed of light,
pamisa derek angkat ngagancangan ukuran cahaya,
and go 7 times round the whole world in 1 second,
sarta ngurilingan dunya dina sadetik.
If you went out into space and traveled for a whole lifetime at that speed,
cerek ini seumur hirup numpang gancangna,
you could travel at that speed for millions and billions of years.
Cok sanajan gancangna jutaan atawa miliaran tahun,
you would still be in the presence of God.
Tetap wae masih aya di lebet hadirat Allah.
God is infinite.
Allah mah teu kawatesan.
In his presence,
hadiratna,
in his understanding,
dina pengertianna,
and in his power,
sarta dina kawasana,
and he created the whole universe.
Sareng mantena nyiptakeun sakuliah alam semesta ieu.
So what does it mean that he created man in his image?
Naon hartosna anjeunna nyiptakeun manusia sarupi sareng gambarna?
Well, what is it that makes man different from the other animals that God created?
Naon nga jantenkeun manusa benten tina sato?
The other animals have bodies.
Sato nga gaduhan badan.
As we have bodies.
Sapertos urang.
They have hearts that beat.
Maranana gaduh jantung hirup.
They have blood in their veins.
Gaduhan getih dina uratna.
They have heads.
Gaduhan sira.
They have skeletons.
Gaduhan rangka.
How is man different?
Kumaha bentena?
He is different in precisely the way that God made him in his own image and likeness.
Nu benten dina cara nyiptakeunana manusia sarupi sareng gambar Allah.
Man has an intelligence which goes beyond the intelligence of the animals.
Manusia ngagaduhan kapinteran nu ngalangkungan kapinteran sato.
He is aware of himself in his surroundings.
Anjeunna sadar yen dirina dina lingkunganna.
One of the first things that God did with man when he made him.
Salah hiji hal waktos anjeunna nyiptakeunana.
Is that he brought the animals to man?
Anjeunna nyandak sato-sato ka manusa.
And man gave them names.
Dingaranan ku manusa.
You see, think about what you do.
Sadaya terang pikirkeun naon anu bade didamel.
We're speaking two different languages at the moment.
Urang nuju nyarios dina dua basa ayeuna.
But it works for me in English.
Abdi ngartos basa Inggris.
And it works for you in your language.
Sadarek ngartos basa saderek.
You see an object, something in the world.
Sadarek terang hiji objek perkara di lebet dunya.
And you have a word that represents that.
Sadarek ngagaduhan kecap anu ngawakilan objek eta.
Everything you see around you.
Sadaya aya anu katingal di sabudeuleun saderek.
Everything has its name.
Sagala hal aya ngaranna.
And things that describe it, its color, its size, and so on.
Ngajelaskeun barang eta warnana, ukuranana, sang seterusna.
And through these words,
ngalangkungan sariosan ieu,
you can create a world inside your head.
Saderek tiasa nyiptakeun di lebet sirah.
Then you can change and work with those ideas, those words inside your head.
Saderek tiasa ngarobah, ngamroses pamikiran sariosan di lebet sirah saderek.
And create a new order of the world inside your head.
Ciptakeun pamarentahan nu anyar di lebet saderek.
And through words, the power of speech.
Ngalangkungan kawasa cariosan waktos nyarios.
You can express a new shape or order to the world around you.
Saderek tiasa ngungkapkeun hiji bentuk anyar atanapi pamarentah di dunya sabudeuleun saderek.
And then you can start to work in the world with your body.
Saderek tiasa didamel di dunya dina badan saderek.
And start to change it.
Ngawitan ngarobah.
So that instead of being what it was the way you found it.
Nu janten gegentos nu aya waktu saderek menakanana.
It becomes what you have created in your head.
Ye janten nyiptakeun dina mastaka saderek.
It may be a very simple thing.
Ya, anu sederhana pisan.
You may go into a room.
Saderek lebet ka hiji ruangan.
And say, I'm going to move the table there.
Nyarios abdi bade mindahkeun meja.
I'm going to move the chairs there.
Mindahkeun kursi.
I am going to paint the wall and make it a different color.
Bade ngecat tembok sareng ngarobah warnana.
And do other things.
Indamel hal-hal sanesna.
That's very simple.
Ieu sederhana pisan.
But it is the same concept.
Ieu teh konsep nu sami.
When an architect,
waktu seorang arsitek,
draws a nuclear power station,
ngagambar hiji pusat tenaga nuklir,
or a cathedral,
atanapi katedral,
or a great office block,
hiji komplek perkantoran,
or a bridge that spans a great river,
hiji sasak nu panjang luhur nu balungan ageung.
He is looking at the world as he finds it.
Anjeunna nuju ningali di dinya digambarkeun ku anjeunna.
Analyzing it in his head.
Analisa eta di lebet masakana.
Which he does in terms of words, the way he describes the world.
Anjeunna medamel dina bentuk cariosan ngeunaan dunya ieu saluyu sareng anu dijelaskeun.
And then he expresses that.
Kalajengna anjeunna ngungkapkeun.
In terms of words.
Dina bentuk cariosan.
Which can be spoken.
Nu diucapkeun.
Which can be written.
Nu tiasa diserat.
And in terms of drawings that he can make that represent the world.
Dina gambaran-gambaran tiasa dipidamel anu ngalambangkeun dunya.
Not only the way he found it, but the way he is going to make it become.
Sanes ngan cara anjeun mendakanana tapi cara ngawujudkeunana.
A bird can make a nest.
Manuk tiasa ngadamel sayang.
A man can build a cathedral.
Manusa tiasa ngawangun katedral.
Man can generate electricity.
Tiasa ngasilkeun listrik.
Man can create machines to do work for him.
Nyiptakeun mesin kanggo kaperluan.
Man is an organizer.
Seorang organisator.
A planner.
Nusok ngadamel rencana.
He is an administrator.
Seorang administrator.
He's more than that.
Langkung di eta.
He is an artist.
Seorang artis.
He has an idea of beauty inside his head.
Anjeunna ngagaduhan pamikiran ngeunaan kaendahan.
He is a poet.
Seorang penyair.
He is a musician.
Pemusik.
He is, in a very real sense, a creator himself.
Dina pangartian nyata janten pencipta.
You see, what God did in creating the whole universe, He created in a tiny way inside humanity.
Saderek ningali naon dicipidamel ku Allah, dina nyiptakeun alam semesta anjeunna nyiptakeun ku cara anu hade pisan.
So that a man or woman can start to do the same thing or replicate it on a small scale in their own environment.
Seorang pamaget atanapi istri tiasa ngawitan ngadamel anu sami atanapi nurutan dina hiji sakala
alit. Mankind, the thinker, the philosopher.
Manusia si pemikir filsuf.
He is self-conscious, self-aware.
Nyana sadar kana dirina sareng insap.
He is aware of self and other.
Anjeunna sadar kana dirina sareng jalmi sanes.
With his environment there is a contact between self and other.
Ku lingkunganna aya kontak antawis dirina sareng jalmi sanes.
But the ultimate other is God himself.
Manusia sadar kana keterbatasanna.
Man is aware of his own finitude, that he is limited.
Tapi anjeunna oge sadar yen aya Allah anu teu kabatasan.
But he's also aware that there is a God who is unlimited.
Tapi anjeunna oge sadar yen aya Allah anu teu kabatasan.
Self and other.
Anjeunna sareng jalmi sanes.
His own limited mind and God's unlimited mind.
Pikirna kabatasan sarta pikiran Allah teu kabatasan.
So man has this capacity.
Manusia ngagaduhan kapasitas.
But it goes further than this.
Anjeunna angkat langkung tebih.
Man has a moral consciousness.
Manusia ngagaduhan kasadaran moral.
Right and wrong.
Bener jeung salah.
He knows what is right and wrong.
Anjeunna terang naon anu bener sareng anu salah.
And mankind knew what right and wrong was before the fall.
Manusia terang naon anu bener sareng anu salah sateuacanna ragragana dosa.
The words of Eve express that very clearly.
Awanya rios eta jelas pisan.
But through the fall came the experiential knowledge of evil.
Ngalangkungan ragragna datang pangalaman pangarti nu jahat.
And it goes a step beyond that.
Ieu ngalengka jauh ngalangkungan eta.
Man has within him a supernatural capacity.
Manusia ngagaduhan di lebet dirina kapasitas supralami.
A capacity for God himself.
Kapasitas kanggo diri Allah nyalira.
To experience the presence of God and know that he's in the presence of his maker.
Dina pengalaman ayana Allah sareng terang yen maranehna aya dina ciptaanana.
So all of this is in mankind.
Sadayana aya dina umat manusia.
And God made man in his image.
Allah nyiptakeun manusia sarupi gambarna.
God did not create him as an evil and fallen creature.
Allah teu nyiptakeun anjeunna janten iblis makhluk nu tos tigebrus.
But God built into man a capacity to respond to himself.
Tapi Allah ngawangun dina manusia kapasitas kanggo masihan respon ka dirina.
And if man has a capacity to respond, he has a capacity to say yes or no.
Upami manusia ngagaduhan kapasitas kanggo ngarespon, anjeunna ngagaduhan kapasitas kanggo nyarioskeun nya atanapi henteu.
You cannot obey unless you have a possibility to disobey.
Sadarek teu tiasa taat upami sadarek henteu teu aya niatna taat.
A machine, a robot, a computer.
Machine, robot, komputer.
Does not obey, it is just programmed.
Taat margi diprogram.
It does not make a decision as to what to do.
Dengan langkungan keputusan.
But man makes a decision.
Keputusan ngan aya di manusia.
And in this, man's image is the highest.
Cirina manusia aya di pangluhurna.
Because God gives him the very capacity to make that decision.
Lantaran Allah masih yang kapasitas samodel keputusan.
For every man and woman.
Pikeun unggal pamaget sareng istri.
For me and for you.
Geun abdi sareng anjeun.
As much as for Adam and Eve.
Sami sapertos Adam sareng Hawa.
The capacity to make a decision for right and wrong.
Kapasitas pikeun nyanda keputusan leres atawa napi lepat.
To accept the way of God or reject the way of God.
Ikenampi jalan Allah tanapi nampi.
That capacity.
Kapasitas eta
is the highest dignity we have as human beings.
Nyaeta martabat pangluhurna nu aya di manusia.
Now, when Satan came to mankind.
Setan nyaketan ka manusia.
Satan existed before mankind.
Setan teh aya sadayana manusia.
It shows us an interesting thing.
Nunjukkeun aya perkara anu narik.
That God had built this capacity of moral response not only into mankind but into other beings as well.
Yen Allah tos ngawangun kapasitas tina respon moral teunggan ukur manusia tapi oge makhluk sanes.
The Bible does not say God put that capacity in the animals.
Alkitab teu nyareuskeun yen Allah nyimpen kapasitas dina sato.
But mankind had it.
Manusia ngagaduhan teka punggul.
And has it.
Tarang mebanda.
And Satan obviously had that.
Setan oge ngagaduhan.
What is the first thing he says in chapter 3 of Genesis?
Iji cariosan dina kejadian tilu.
He says, has God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?
Caritana nanya, saur Allah anjeun teu meunang ngadahar bubuahan di aya taman?
Now, Adam and Eve knew perfectly well what God had said.
Ayeuna Adam sareng Hawa terang dawuhan Allah.
But Satan raises a question.
Tapi setan naros.
He says, has God said?
Naon dawuhan Allah?
He throws in a doubt.
Mane make sangsaya.
The next thing he does is to contradict God.
Satarasna mah nampi ka Allah.
Verse 4.
Ayat 4.
You will not surely die.
Dekitu hamo matak pai.
So first he raises the question and then he contradicts God.
Anena naros saterusna nampik Allah.
Then in verse 5,
di ayat 5,
he says, you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
Manena nyarita aranjeun bakal mapakan Allah bisa terang hade jeung goreng.
The temptation here was not just the fruit, that was only representative.
Coba di dieu sanesa ukur buah anu ngalambangkeunana.
The principle could apply to anything that God had put there.
Prinsip ieu tiasa dilarapkeun kana naon wae nu ku Allah tos ditempatkeun.
What Satan was saying was this.
Naon nu ku setan dicaritakeun kieu.
Why should you let God decide what's right and what's wrong?
Nah, anjeun ngentepkeun Allah, mutuskeun anu leres sareng lepat.
You decide what's right and wrong.
Nah, anu lepat.
And then obey your own laws.
Taat kana hukum-hukum anjeun sorangan.
Then you will know good and evil.
Anjeun bari sareng naon anu hade sareng anu jahat.
You will experience good and evil.
Bakal ngalaman hade sareng nu jahat.
Make up your own rules.
Yen pangaturan-pangaturan sorangan.
Don't let God decide that for you.
Tong ngantep Allah anu nutuskeun.
The temptation was for man to take the place of God.
Gogodana manusia hoyong tempat Allah.
For man to say, this is not your world, God. This is my world.
Manusanya rios, ye sanes dunya anjeun, tapi dunya abdi.
You don't tell me what to do.
Anjeun teu kedah mambatahan naon kudu pidamel ku abdi.
I'll decide what's right and wrong.
Abdi bade mutuskeun mana nu leres sareng nu lepat.
And if it feels good, I'll do it.
Wami karasana hade bade dipidamel.
And I'll decide that's right.
Budi bade mutuskeunana naon bener.
And if it feels right for me, it's right.
Upami leres, ceuk abdi eta nu leres.
You see how mankind after all these years is still in the same position.
Caderek terang kumaha manusia mang taun-taun kitu bae.
People are still doing the same.
Kadamalan jalmi sami salam sami.
The prophet Isaiah said,
Nabi Yesaya nyarios,
in chapter 53,
dina pasal 53,
he said, all of us like sheep have gone astray.
Urang teh sapertos domba nu sasab.
Every one of us has turned to his own way.
Sewang-sewangan mawa jalan.
Not God's way.
Kanes jalan pangeran.
Our way, each one his own way.
Jalan urang.
You've gone your way.
Kaderek nyanak jalan nyalira.
I've gone mine.
Abdi nyanak jalan nyalira.
And in that is our denial of the law and rights of God.
Ieu teh panolakan urang kana hukum sareng hak-hak Allah.
We make ourselves our own gods.
Urang ngajadikeun deui urang Allah-Allah urang nyalira.
Now some people say, well, why should God allow that to happen? Could God have stopped it?
Nah, Allah tiasa ngalirinkeun.
Yes, God could.
Ya Allah tiasa.
God could also have made a man who was incapable of good or evil.
Allah uga tiasa nyiptakeun manusia anu teu mampu midamel hade sareng jahat.
But if he was incapable of evil, he would also have to be incapable of good.
Pamamanena teu mampu midamel jahat anjeunna oge teu mampu midamel hade.
And he would not have been mankind as we know him and her.
Anjeunna ge moal janten manusia sapertos urang wanuh ka anjeunna.
If you're a parent,
pamisa derek ka sepuh,
think about your child.
Pikirkeun atuh putra saderek.
Your little boy or girl.
Putra pamegat napa istri.
A little boy comes in, you know.
Sareng putra pamegat nu alit.
Sometimes he's disobedient.
Kadang-kadang manena teu taat.
Maybe he'll even stamp his foot.
Manena malahna bade najong.
I will do what I want.
Rek ngalakukeun kahayang sorangan.
I will be rebellious.
Naon-naon anu dipikahayang.
I will go my way.
Rek ngalawan.
And it can be a terrible heartache.
Rek galan pikasieuneun.
But suppose somebody said to you,
tapi upami aya jalmi nyarios ka sadere.
We can make a robot for you.
Abdi bade tiasa ngadamel robot.
It will look like a child.
Sarta mirip jiga putra.
He will walk and talk.
Anjeunna tiasa mapah sareng nyarios.
A wonderful computer inside his head.
Hiji komputer canggih di libet sirahna.
And he will never do anything wrong.
Anjeunna moal midamel kasalahan.
He will never disobey you.
Moal teu taat ka saderek.
He can never love you.
Moal mikanyaah ka saderek.
He can never really obey you. He's just programmed to do what you say.
Robot mah tiasa taat, ngan diprogram kanggo midamel nepi warang ku saderek.
He'll never get dirty.
Robot mah kotor.
Never make a mistake.
Moal midamel kalepatan.
In fact, he won't be he or she. It'll be a little it, a little machine going around.
Faktana robot oge sanes pamegatan nepi istri.
Would you change your child for a machine?
Nah saderek hoyong nukerkeun putra sareng mesin?
I don't think so.
Cukup di mah moal.
And that was the same decision that God had to face.
Eta teh kaputusan anu kedah dipayunan ku Allah.
So, in the beginning of the Old Testament,
enten dina ngawitan perjanjian lami,
we have God creating the whole universe.
Urang mendakan Allah nyiptakeun sadaya alam semesta.
God creating living creatures.
Allah nyiptakeun makhluk nu hirup.
God creating mankind, male and female, in His image, morally.
Allah nyiptakeun manusia pamegat sareng istri dina rupa moralna.
And man trying to push God away and make his own decisions about right and wrong.
Manusia ngusahakeun ngadorong Allah jauh sarta ngadamel keputusannya lira ngeunaan leres sareng lepat.
Now, this brings us to one of the most important concepts in the Old Testament.
Ayeuna ieu nyandak urang ka salah sahiji konsep penting dina Perjanjian Lawas.
And not only in the Old Testament, in the New Testament as well.
Sareng sanes ngan dina Perjanjian Lawas, tapi oge dina Perjanjian Anyar.
It is the idea or the concept of identity, who I am.
Kita pamikiran atawa napi konsep tina identitas saha abdi teh.
Now some of you are going to have a much easier time with this than I am.
Ayeuna sababaraha di antawis saderek bade ngagaduhan waktos ngalangkungan gampil jeung tibatan abdi.
Because you're coming from a culture which is closer to the Bible in some cases than mine.
Antaran saderek asalna ti hiji budaya anu langkung caket ka Alkitab dina sababaraha kasus tibatan abdi.
How do we describe identity?
Kumaha urang ngajelaskeun identitas?
Now, really there are two ways of doing this.
Ayeuna leres-leres aya dua cara mindamalna.
In the West, in Western culture,
di barat, dina budaya barat,
I come from England originally.
Abdi asli ti Inggris.
I've been living in Brussels in Belgium.
Abdi tas aya di Brussels di Belgia.
And then in Slovakia in Europe, Central Europe.
Karajengna di Slovakia di Eropa, Eropa Tengah.
And I'm recording this in the United States of America.
Abdi ngarekam ieu di Amerika.
Now all of these have one idea of identity.
Sadaya ieu ngagaduhan pamikiran identitas.
Individualism.
Individualis.
What is my individuality?
Kumaha kapribadian abdi?
If I ask a person in this culture, who are you?
Abdi abdi naroskeun jalmi dina budaya ieu, saha sadaya teh?
They will tell me the things which make them different from other people.
Baris masihan terang, hal-hal ieu ngajantenkeun aranjeunna benten tinu sanes.
First, my name.
Kahiji, nami abdi.
Hoping that nobody else has quite the same combination of names.
Ngarepkeun teu aya jalmi sanes anu ngagaduhan nami nu sami.
And then, where I live.
Salajengna di mana abdi nganjreg.
Because nobody else lives at that address.
Lantaran teu aya jalmi sanes deui nu nganjreg di alamat isa.
And then the particular job that I do.
Hiji padamelan di pidamel.
Everything is to say what makes me different from other people.
Ngalasi carioskeun kang ngajantenkeun abdi benten ti jalmi sanes.
What describes my individuality describes my identity.
Naon anu ngajelaskeun kapribadian abdi, ngajelaskeun identitas abdi.
Now, you go to some other parts of the world.
Dina saderek angkat ka bagian dunya.
You may in fact be living in one.
Faktana saderek hirup di hiji tempat.
And you say to a person, who are you?
Sarta saderek naros ka jalmi saha anjeun.
And he says, I am so and so.
Anjeunna nyaroskeun abdi teh ieu sareng ieu.
The son of so and so.
Putra ieu sareng ieu.
The grandson of so and so.
Incu ieu sareng ieu.
And this is my family.
Sareng ieu teh keluarga abdi.
This is my village.
Ieu teh desa abdi.
This is my tribe.
Ieu teh suku bangsa abdi.
And this is my nation.
Sareng ieu teh bangsa abdi.
In other words, all the words describing identity.
Kucariosan sanesadaya karep ngajelaskeun identitas.
Have to do with things which he shares with other people.
Nu aya kaitanana sareng hal-hal nu ku anjeunna dibagikeun ka jalmi sanes.
The identity is not found in individuality.
Identitas teu ditimukeun dina perorangan.
Not in separateness.
Dina kaayaan papisah.
But in togetherness.
Dina kaayaan sasarengan.
In solidarity with other people.
Dina solidaritas.
What they share, who they belong to.
Naon aranjeunna bagikeun, aranjeunna teh milik saha.
And so there is this thinking of a group, and the person exists only in the group.
Eta pamikiran ti hiji kelompok sareng ayana jalmi eta ngan di kelompok eta.
Now take the person out of the group.
Ayeuna kaluar jalmi eta ti kelompokna.
And the person has lost his identity.
Jalmi eta tos kaleungitan identitasna.
He's a lost person.
Anjeunna ngan jalmi nu leungit.
There's nothing to belong to.
Teu kalebet dina kelompok mana-mana.
I'm sorry to say.
Maaf, upami abdi nyarioskeun.
That in Western civilization.
Yen dina kapribadian urang barat.
The only time we see this in a strong way.
Ijejena waktos urang ningali hal ieu dina cara-cara kiat.
Is in sports.
Nyaeta dina olahraga.
In, let us say, soccer, in football.
Pamadina sepak bola.
One man scores a goal.
Ijejalmi nyitak hiji gol.
And 40,000 men think it's their own goal.
Sarta 40.000 jalmi mikir eta teh gol aranjeunna
nyarira. Stand up and shout and scream as though only they did that thing.
Aranjeunna baris ngadeg sarta surak ku gorobokan.
Because they identify with their team.
Lantaran aranjeunna identitaskeun diri aranjeunna.
Being part of the team is important.
Janten bagian tim teh penting.
Now, when this comes to morality.
Ayeuna ngeunaan moral.
It means this.
Artinya kieu.
If one man in a tribe does something very wrong,
wami saurang pamegat ngadamel dinu hiji sukuna ngadamel kasalahan,
he brings shame upon the whole tribe.
Anjeunna ngerakeun sadaya suku bangsa.
In some cases, shame in some cultures is more important than guilt.
Sababaraha kasus, isin dina sababaraha budaya nya eta ngalangkungan penting tibatan rasa salah.
In the Bible, both guilt and shame are important.
Dina Alkitab, rasa salah sareng isin teh penting.
So the tribe has been shamed.
Janten suku bangsa eta atos daerah-era.
There is disgrace and guilt on every person in the village.
Aya aib sareng rasa salah diraoskeun unggal jalmi di desa eta.
Something must be done to put it right.
Kedang adama hiji hal kanggo ngalereskeunana.
The whole community is held responsible.
Sadayana komunitas diajak kanggo tanggung jawab.
And it is up to the leaders of the community to see that it is put right.
Ieu kumaha para pamimpin komunitas eta kanggo ningali ieu yang direngsekeun.
Now you belong to a nation.
Sadaya kalebet dina hiji bangsa.
The head of your nation, your president or king or whoever it is.
Pemimpin bangsa, presiden, raja, atau napi sahabat.
The leader of your nation.
Pemimpin ti bangsa sadere.
Can do things which are bringing credit to the whole nation.
Biasa midamel hal anu ngajantenkeun sadaya bangsa dipuji.
And everybody can say, I'm proud to belong to this nation.
Tahu ngal jalmi tiasa nyereskeun abdi atoh janten bangsa.
Because the leader of my nation has done this or this.
Lantaran pemimpin bangsa abdi atos midama ieu atanapi itu.
Now, this is what we find in the Bible.
Ayeuna ieu nu urang atanapi dina Alkitab.
Adam is our corporate head, the head of the human race.
Adam teh pamimpin kelompok urang kapala ti ras manusia.
We identify with Adam. We're children of Adam.
Urang ngaidentifikasikeun diri putra Adam.
And in Adam's fall, all humanity was affected.
Ragragna Adam sadaya manusana kena.
Christ comes from heaven.
Kristus lungsur ti sawarga.
He is called in the Bible the second or last Adam.
Anjeunna disebat dina kitab Adam kadua tanepi Adam terakhir.
He takes the load and weight of our sin, our guilt, and our shame.
Anjeunna nyanak beban sareng beratna dosa urang, rasa salah sareng rasa isin.
We are given an opportunity in the gospel.
Urang dipasihan hiji kasempatan dina Injil.
To identify with him as our head.
Kanggo ngaidentifikasikeun urang ka anjeunna dinu janten pamimpin urang.
And to say, I belong to Christ.
Kanggo nyarioskeun abdi teh milik Kristus.
I receive Christ as my Lord.
Nampi Kristus janten pangeran abdi.
If he is my Lord,
mantenna Gusti abdi,
then he takes responsibility for me.
Anjeunna tanggung jawab kana diri abdi.
And by the new birth,
cara kulahir anyar,
when the Holy Spirit comes into my heart and life,
waktu Roh Suci lebet ka hate sareng hirup abdi,
when I am born again,
waktu abdi lahir deui,
the Spirit of God creates a new spiritual nature inside of me.
Roh Allah nyiptakeun hiji tabiat rohani anu anyar di lebet diri abdi.
It's not just an idea.
Hiasan saukur hiji pemikiran.
It's a true spiritual nature that's born inside of me.
Eta tabiat rohani anu sajati nu lahir dina diri abdi.
And it's the nature of Christ.
Eta tabiat Kristus.
I share an identity with him.
Abdi gaduh identitas sareng mantena.
Which is a real identity.
Nu mangrupikeun identitas anu nyata.
It really exists.
Nu leres-leres aya.
And I receive his benefits.
Abdi nampi kasayan-kasayana.
There is a verse in the book of Romans.
Ieu aya hiji ayat dina kitab Roma.
Romans chapter 5, verse 19.
Roma 5 ayat 18.
For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous.
Cindekna tila sabab teu taatna saurang sakumaha manusa geus kabawa ku dosa. Nah kitu oge ku taatna nu saurang deui sakabeh manusa geus diangkeun bener.
Let's look at that verse a bit at a time.
Urang ningali ayat eta sakedik-sakedik.
By one man's disobedience, that's Adam.
Dina sabab teu taatna manusa saurang eta teh Adam.
Many were made sinners, meaning the whole human race.
Sakumna manusa geus kabawa ku dosa, hartina sakumna umat manusa.
So also,
nya kitu deui.
By one man's obedience, that's Christ.
Nya kitu taatna saurang eta teh Kristus.
Many will be made righteous.
Sakabeh manusia dianggap benar.
Look at the context.
Ingat kana konteks.
In Romans 5.
Roma 5.
Verse 12.
Ayat 12.
Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned.
Sabab dosa nu mateni teh saasupna ka alam dunya. Kupamolana jelema saurang, temana kabeh manusia kudu paeh, lantaran kabeh oge geus karingkus ku dosa.
Verse 15.
Ayat 15.
But the free gift is not like the offense, for if by the one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many.
Si karunia Allah mah beda deui sifatna di Adam. Ari pangrempak sanajan ku saurang balu karena matak pae sararea. Sabalikna kamurahan Allah matak jembar ka sakabeh manusia kulantaran hiji manusianya eta Yesus Kristus.
Verse 17.
Kabeh ginuluran berkah.
For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ.
Ayat 17. Eta sababna pangrempak anu saurang ngalantarankeun kabeh manusia dipurba ku ajal. Sabalikna pada melan anu saurang deui mah nyaeta Yesus Kristus matak jembar taya babandinganana.
Verse 18.
Ayat 18.
Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life.
Jadi kulantaran dosa jalma seorang sakabeh manusia geus kena ku hukuman. Nya kitu deui sakabeh manusia geus diangkeun bener, kulantaran bener manusia anu seorang teh.
Look at chapter 6, verse 3.
Dina pasal genep ayat 3.
Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
Kiraku geus paroho, yen urang sakabe geus dibaptiskeun dina salira Kristus, sarta ku kituna urang teh dina hakikatna geus milu maot sabarengan jeung anjeunna.
Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
Lantaran geus dibaptis, urang teh geus milu pae sarta dikubur bareng jeung anjeunna. Malar bisa asup ka alam hirup anu anyar sakumaha Kristus oge dikawasa rama dihirupkeun deui.
Verse 5.
Ayat 5.
For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection.
Sabab lamun urang geus satunggal jeung anjeunna dina pupusna, tangtu oge bari satunggal dina gugahna.
And in verse 23,
ayat 23,
for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Jelas pisan upah dosa teh maot, sabalikna berkahna sih karuniana hirup langgeng jeung Yesus Kristus Gusti urang.
Now what is all this saying?
Naon nu dicarioskeun teh?
This is New Testament.
Ieu teh perjanjian anyar.
But the roots of all that are right in the Old Testament in the book of Genesis.
Tapi akar tina sadaya eta teh leres dina perjanjian lawas sareng dina kitab Kejadian.
Adam, as the first man, sinned.
Adam teh manusia kahiji nu keuna ku dosa.
The result was sin coming into the world and affecting every human being.
Tibat dosa lebet ka alam dunya sareng mangaruhan ka unggal umat manusia.
We are identified with Adam.
Urang diidentifikasikan sareng Adam.
We are human.
Urang teh manusia.
And this humanness has become evil.
Kemanusiaan ieu tos janten jahat.
You don't have to teach people to do wrong, they'll find it.
Kaderek teu kedah ngawulang jalmi kanggo midamel kasalahan, aranjeunna bakal terang nyalira.
Then it's not just mistakes, it's evil.
Terang ieu sanes ukur kasalahan, ieu teh kajahatan.
So what could be done?
Janten naon tiasa dipidamel?
Christ came from heaven.
Kristus lungsur ti sawarga.
In the incarnation, he took our humanness upon himself.
Dina inkarnasi anjeunna nyandak ka manusianana urang ka dirina nyalira.
Not a fallen human nature, but a true human nature.
Kana tabeat manusia nu tos ti gebrus tapi tabeat manusia nu sajati.
And in himself, he took and received all of the impact and judgment on sin.
Yelebet dirina anjeunna nyandak sarta nampi sadaya akibat sareng panghakiman dosa.
He paid the fine for me.
Anjeunna mayar denda pikeun abdi.
As a representative of humanity.
Anu janten lambang tina kamanusaan.
When I receive him as my Lord,
waktos abdi nampi anjeunna sebagai pangeran,
I recognize that I now belong to him.
Abdi terang yen ayeuna abdi teh tos milik mantena.
What he has done, I recognize as being for me.
Naon anjeunna dipidamel abdi terang yen eta teh kanggo abdi.
And my primary identity.
Sareng identitas abdi nu kahiji.
Is with those others who know him.
Nyata sareng nu sanesna nu wanoh kamantena.
I am in Christ.
Abdi aya di lebet Kristus.
Christ is in me.
Kristus aya di lebet abdi.
And I am part of his people, his community.
Abdi teh bagian ti umatna, komunitasna.
My family.
Kulawarga abdi.
My brothers and sisters.
Kaderek-kaderek pamegat sareng istri.
Are those who are brothers and sisters in Christ.
Eta aranjeunna anu mangrupi saderek dina Kristus.
Born of God.
Dilahirkeun ti Allah.
Sharing the nature of Christ.
Nampi bagian tina tabiat Kristus.
Under his lordship.
Andapun ka pangerana.
A new humanity.
Hiji ciptaan anyar.
And that's what we are.
Sareng eta teh saleresna.
There are a few verses about this in the New Testament.
Aya sababaraha ayat ngeunaan ieu perjanjian anyar.
In 2 Corinthians.
2 Korintus.
Chapter 5 and verse 17.
Pasal 5 ayat 17.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
Sasaha nu geus aya dina kasatunggalan jeung Kristus. Eta teh makhluk anyar, sifat heubeulna geus leungit kasilih ku nu anyar.
Now, does this take away moral responsibility?
Nah, ieu nyingkirkeun tanggung jawab moral?
No, it does not. In the Bible, there is a balance between corporate identity and individual identity.
In Alkitab aya hiji kasaimbangan di antawis identitas kelompok sareng identitas perorangan.
We don't have time to look at it now.
Urang tegadu waktos nu cekap kang ningali.
Ezekiel chapter 18 deals with this.
Mung Yeskiel 18 ngabahas ieu.
Let's look at one verse there.
Ayo orang ningali hiji ayat ieu.
Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 20.
Ezekiel 18 ayat 20.
The soul who sins shall die. The son shall not bear the guilt of the father, nor the father bear the guilt of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself.
Nu kudu paema nu boga dosana, anak moal bisa nanggung dosa bapana, bapa moal bisa nanggung dosa anakna. Mana anu hade meunang ganjaran, mana anu jahat meunang siksaan tina kajahatanana.
Now, we said earlier we must look at things in context.
Sapertos nu dicarioskeun sapilacana, urang kedah ningali hal-hal dina konteks.
The context here is the matter of choice.
Konteksna di dieu nyaeta masalah pilihan.
Does the individual choose to identify himself with a rebellious nation?
Na pilihan teh kanggo ngaidentifikasikeun dirina sareng hiji bangsa pemberontak.
Or does he choose to identify himself with those who are loyal to the covenant of God?
Nah, anjeunna milih kanggo identifikasikeun dirina nyalireun sareng aranjeunna nu satia ka perjanjian Allah.
That's the context here in Ezekiel 18.
Ieu konteksna di dieu dina Yeskiel 18.
So there is the moral choice of the individual.
Janten aya pilihan moral ti pribadi.
But the choice is who he identifies with.
Mun pilihan eta teh kasaha anjeunna ngaidentifikasikeun dirina.
He cannot escape belonging.
Anjeunna teu tiasa luput janten milik saha.
He belongs either to the loyal community or the rebellious community.
Anjeunna kalebet upami henteu kana komunitas satia atanapi kana komunitas pemberontak.
So there is individual choice and responsibility.
Janten aya pilihan pribadi sareng tanggung jawab.
But it is in the context of corporate identity.
Dina konteks identitas kelompok.
Now, in the generation after Adam,
dina generasi sapertos Adam,
sin went further.
Dosa teras aya.
Cain murdered his brother Abel.
Kain maehan adina Habil.
You see, when the vertical relationship with God is broken,
cadarek ningali waktos hubungan vertikal sareng Allah putus,
then the horizontal relationship with other human beings will also be broken.
Hubungan horizontal sareng manusia oge putus.
Let's go back to Genesis.
Ayo urang malik deui kana kajadian.
Genesis chapter 3,
kajadian 3,
and verse 9,
ayat 8,
is the first question in the Bible.
Ieu teh patarosan kahiji dina Alkitab.
Here's what it says.
Ieu teh naon anu dicariosku.
Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?"
Gusti Allah nyauran, kamana eta? Maneh di mana?
Of course God knew where Adam was.
Tangtos wae Allah terang di mana Adam aya.
So why did God ask?
Janten kunaon Allah naroskeun?
The question showed Adam what had happened.
Patrosan ieu nembongkeun Adam naon anu tos kajantenan.
Adam, where are you now?
Adam, anjeun di mana?
You decided you would make up the rules.
Anjeun mutuskeun, anjeun bade ngadamel pengaturan.
You would decide what is right and what is wrong.
Anjeun mutuskeun anu leres sareng naon nu lepat.
And now where are you?
Naon ayeuna, anjeun di mana?
You're in a position where your fellowship and relationship with me has been broken.
Anjeun aya dina posisi persekutuan sareng hubungan jeung kami pamegat.
And the same question comes to all of us.
Patarosan anu sami dongkap ka urang sadaya.
Where are you?
Anjeun di mana?
Look what you've done.
Tingali naon ku anjeun pidagawe.
Where are you now?
Di mana anjeun ayeuna?
There's another question in Genesis 4.
Aya patarosan dina Kajadian 4.
The next chapter.
Pasal salajengna.
Also verse 9.
Ayat 8.
Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where is Abel, your brother?"
Pangeran ngadawu ka Kain, "Mana Habil, adi maneh?"
Of course God knew very well what had happened to Abel.
Tangtos wae Allah terang naon anu tos kajantenan ku Habil.
Abel was dead.
Habil tos maot.
God said, "Your brother's blood cries to me from the ground."
Dauna getih adi maneh sasambat ka kami di jerotan.
But the question was to Cain.
Tapi patarosan eta ditujukeun ka Kain.
Look what you've done.
Tingali naon anu ku anjeun geus pigawe.
No. Where is your brother?
Ayeuna di mana?
The horizontal relationship between the brothers was broken.
Hubungan horizontal atawis adi jeung lanceuk geus pegat.
And Cain was responsible for breaking it.
Cain kada tanggung jawab lantaran tos megatkeun.
And God says the same thing to us.
Allah ngadawuh hal ieu nu sami ka urang.
Where is your brother? Where is your sister?
Di mana saderek anjeun? Di mana saderek anjeun?
What have you done to that relationship?
Naon utos ku anjeun dipigawe kana hubungan eta?
As things moved on through Genesis,
sementawis hal-hal ieu bergerak ngalangkungan ka jantenan.
We find that mankind became more and more evil.
Urang mendakan yen umat manusia janten langkung sareng lungkung jahat.
And in the end, the result was a terrible judgment by God.
Dina akhirna hasilna teh hiji hukuman anu pikasieuneun ti Allah.
The judgment of the flood.
Hukuman dina benduk banjir.
Those who were obedient to God were saved.
Aranjeun tetap dikasalametkeun.
Those who were not obedient came under God's judgment.
Aranjeunteunaat aya dina hukuman Allah.
Through many centuries, the ark into which Noah and his family went has become a symbol of the Christian church.
Ngalangkungan seurabad, parahu di mana Nuh sareng kulawargina angkat tos janten lambang ti gereja Kristen.
Because the question which is made by the gospel to us,
lantaran patarosan anu didamel Injil ka urang,
is the question that Noah gave to his generation.
Nyaeta patarosan anu Nuh pasikeun ka generasina.
Where will you make your identity?
Ka mana saderek bade ngadamel identitas saderek?
Which group do you belong to?
Dina kelompok mana saderek kalebet?
What is your moral choice?
Naon pilihan moral saderek?
To belong to the people obedient to God who come into the ark?
Kangge kalebet jalmi-jalmi nu taat ka Allah nu lebet ka lebet bahtera?
Or to belong to those who reject that word and stay outside it.
Tanapi kalebet aranjeun anu nampik dawuhan eta sarta linggih di luar.
Again, we have two communities.
Nuju urang ngagaduhan dua komunitas.
And a balance between individual moral choice and belonging to a group.
Hiji kasaimbangan di antawis pilihan moral perorangan sarta kalebet dina hiji kelompok.
Identity is found in the group.
Identitas kapendakan dina kelompok.
But it is based on a moral choice by the individual.
Tapi ia didasarkan karena hiji pilihan moral secara pribadi.
So there were those who chose to put themselves under the judgment of God.
Oge aya aranjeun anu ngagaduhan kangge nempatkeun diri aranjeun dina hukum Allah.
Those who chose to put themselves in the smaller community with God.
Aranjeun anu milih kanggo nempatkeun diri aranjeun dina komunitas nu langkung alit sareng Allah.
Sadly, the only people who remained in the community of the obedient were those who belonged to the family of Noah.
Pikasalihun jalmi-jalmi anu kalebet dina komunitas anu taat nyaeta aranjeun nu kalebet dina kulawarga anu.
But the opportunity was offered to all who would respond.
Sadaya kesempatan ditawarkeun ka sadaya anu bade ngarespon.
Again, it is the same with us.
Oge ieu sami sareng urang.
We'll get together again in the next session.
Urang kumpul sareng dina sesi salajengna.
And we will talk about the Tower of Babel and the call of Abraham.
Sarta urang bade nyarioskeun ngeunaan nagara Babel sareng panggilan Abraham.
And for the first time, we're going to meet the concept of covenant.
Sareng kanggo ngawitan urang bari ngabahas konsep perjanjian,
which is very important.
Nu penting pisan.
So please make sure you're with us next time.
Jantung pastikan saderek sareng abdi sadaya dina waktu salajengna. Pangeran ngaberkahan saderek.